Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate you for being a listener and supporter of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at blogtalkradio.com. Big shout out to the co-founder of blogtalkradio.com, also Alan Levy, and a big shout out to the staffers and my fellow cohorts here, hosts and producers of their own shows here at blogtalkradio.com. Oh my God. Happy Mardi Gras also. It's Fat Tuesday. Happy Fat Tuesday. It's Mardi Gras. Those that's been celebrating here in Mississippi and in New Orleans, it was a nice spring-like weekend this weekend, but Sunday night, Monday, today, this morning, we are right along with many of other states bundling up, trying to stay warm, not getting out if we don't have to in this winter advisory weather. I mean, it was like springtime Saturday and Sunday, and now it is just like, oh my God. You know, I'm cold natured, so wow. But there's an amulet still going on here. Some of you that's been watched Nancy Grace last night might have seen that. So they're still looking for the 2-year-old toddler, Myra Lewis of Camden, Mississippi, north of Canton. And they're still looking for her. There's an Amber Alert. I hear that Nancy Grace profiled the story on her broadcast last night on HLN. She talked to a local reporter here, WAPT News. You can follow them at 16WAPT News. So the Amber Alert is still going on. She's been missing since Saturday evening. Oh my God, that is just devastating. Really devastating. I'm like, I hope the girl is found soon. Really. And there's been a date set. You know, we lost our mayor. Someone, you guys know I supported him wholeheartedly. He was two-term council person of the ward, the ward that I reside in. And you guys remember how excited I was when he announced he will be running for mayor last spring, around this time last year. Well, last spring. And you know, we lost our mayor last Tuesday from natural causes at St. Dominic Hospital last week, and he would be, his body would be laying in City Hall on Friday, and celebration of his life service would be on Saturday. But with that being said, we are in need of a new leader. Charles Tillman is our interim mayor, but, you know, as sad as death is, business must go on, and we're in need for a new leader. So today at 10 o'clock at City Hall will be a press conference announcing what it takes to qualify to become a candidate to become our next mayor. And also there has been a date. City Council had a special meeting on yesterday, and so there has been a date set where registered Jacksonians will be able to vote in a special election for a new mayor, and that new date, that special date, is April the 8th. If there is a need for a runoff, meaning two candidates are close in numbers, that special runoff date will be April the 22nd. That is information that I have on top of my head, but I will share more information with you regarding that. But, you know, we're dealing with an Amber Alert child, missing child going on. So anywhere across the nation, across Mississippi, rural or large city, help us find this little girl, Myra Lewis, who just vanished from her home. So It's considered an abduction now. At first, I think that they thought maybe she wandered off and became lost. And you know what? That might have been, the mother said that she, I was reading a story like Sunday, and the mother said that she knows she watched all her children go into the house. The mother was going to the store. The mother asked Myra and her sisters to go into the house and wash their hands. From the story that I read, she said that she seen all her children go into the house. Myra's father was inside taking care of a newborn. Well, lo and behold, Myra ended up missing. So, you know, my mom and I were talking, saying maybe Myra made a U-turn and then walked back outside. But they're handling the case now as an abduction. And, you know, and that might have been what happened. Maybe she, this is me talking. Maybe she walked outside. Maybe she wandered off. If I see a child just wandering down the street, number one, if I don't know the child and have no idea who her parents are, who she's related to, and so I could return her back to her home, next thing I'm going to do is contact the proper authorities, law enforcement, and say, hey, did I see this child just out there? You know, but this is just amazing. This is just so scary. And so Amber Alert is going on right now. I seen a story for Good Ending on yesterday that happened where a California student was missing, but she's been found safe and sound. So that's a good story. So I hope that this story has a happy ending also. But thank you guys for your prayers regarding the situations that we're going through. We're definitely praying for you in your cities and your towns and your areas and your villages and your parishes worldwide. But again, it's Fat Tuesday and Happy Tuesday. Thank you for sipping your juice or your coffee or your hot chocolate or your wine. Or your, now, some of my friends that are listening, I know they are sipping your beer with me this morning. But thank you so much. Those Oscars are, oh, my goodness, the best rating in over 10 years. That Ellen, she did her thing, did she not? I commend Ellen. That was a great job. You know, straight from New Orleans as we celebrate Mardi Gras, straight from Metairie in Louisiana, New Orleans, doing her thing, representing well. I mean, I am just so excited, so proud of my favorite celebs, but most definitely Native Southerners. I mean, Matthew McConaughey, Jared Leto, Ryan Seacrest, the Southerners are just Native Southerners are just doing their thing like it's nobody's business. So congratulations to all of the winners, all the nominees, most definitely. That is just an honor to be a part of such an amazing event. I'm sure Ellen is already has been asked to return for next year because, I mean, that was very interactive. Not only did she not host it very well, but it was so interactive, too. Great job hosting. But then it was so interactive with the audience, with us, the viewers at home. I mean, just super amazing. Those of us that weren't at, like, full-fledged Oscar parties, big shout out to my friends in Dallas who really wanted me to be in Dallas celebrating Oscar night. And they had such bad weather in Dallas on Sunday. But the Oscar party, women who love shoes, the Oscar Diane and her husband Roger and everybody that participate in the third annual Oscar night party and for a good cause in defeating domestic violence toward families, women, men, and all. Commend you guys for still having a successful Oscar night in regards to the bad weather that's been happening in Dallas and Texas, period. So, the party went on, and it still was a success, so that's good. People went out in the sleet and snow and all. Some people just couldn't, but many still did. So thank you again for your invite to such an amazing Oscar event. But those of us just watching, my mom and I, you know, we ate shrimp, you know, dipped in our favorite batter, you know, that recipe we always share with you guys. And we just had a blast of a good time watching the event, the red carpet. I watched thank God, I watched Dallas Buyers Club for the first time over the weekend, twice. on my Comcast Xfinity Demand channel. I wanted to get a chance to watch, because I still haven't seen American Hustle, 12 Years a Slave. I still have not seen it. I still need to see that. And a couple others, but thankfully I've seen Dallas Buyers Club. And Dallas Buyers Club, oh my God, that film is just amazing. And it takes me back. I'm 45, so it takes me back to when I was a teenager and a preteen when we first heard of, like Prince would say, a big disease of a small name. When we first heard of HIV and AIDS, and it was stereotyped out there that it was only a disease for gay white men, or then also that it was a disease that came from Africa. You remember? I mean, I was a preteen when we first started hearing of cases of HIV, and for some reason, heterosexual people always thought that they were immune from HIV and AIDS. You know, I have lost many friends, relatives. Customers, you know, working in beauty and fashion and retail and entertainment and all, I've experienced so family members who have passed away from HIV/AIDS, and I have family members that have HIV, living healthy, well balanced lives. But as I was talking with my mother, I remember I worked for a very hip company as a teenager, merry-go-round. And I remember when the news came out about HIV and AIDS. And I remember where my manager, who is still my friend and confidant, big shout out to she and her wife, Sandra, and Sandra always been, you know, not only was she my man, my boss, my retail manager, but she was a friend and always been a confidant. She knew my late brother also, because my brother used to take me shopping there, and he used to shop at merry-go-round stores before his untimely death back in 83. And so back in 85, I started working for merry-go-round for 3 years, and was very successful in sales. And merry-go-round was always hip, you know, partnering up with MTV and all that back in the day. And that was back when Robert Pittman, you know, native Mississippian who created MTV, just have a blast and a good time. It was a hootie company to work for. You know, Gap stores will always cross the hall for merry-go-round stores and so on. So when I first started working for merry-go-round, I worked for Coming Attractions, and Coming Attractions was always popular, and merry-go-round stores were always friendly to the LGBT, lesbian, gay, transsexual community, and also to wild and wacky people, mall brats like myself, you know, to just say it, you know, those that always felt that like they were outside of the box. And I remember I had a lot of customers back in the 80s who were HIV positive and who had full-blown AIDS. And I used to do my best to treat those customers. I treated all my customers nice and the same. That's why I was successful in sales. But my customers who were open about having HIV and having AIDS, they always tugged at my heart. I'm a teenager now, 15, 16, 17, you know, 18 or whatever. And they will always tug at my heart. Because back then, when you were diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, that was a death sentence. You know, you pretty much had 6 months, at the best a year or two to live. So watching that film really, and then bringing up Rock Hudson, you know, mentioning the Rock Hudson situation, that really, wow, really made me take a big gulp. And that is a good film to share with others. If those that have not seen it, and there are still heterosexual people out there that think they're immune to STDs, period, HIV and AIDS, when heterosexuals are the ones that are really contracting, and what I see in reports, When I hear records here in Jackson, Mississippi, that just knock me backwards when it comes to heterosexual people that are affected by HIV and AIDS. Let's see, I need to go take a HIV test and check my status. I've been practicing celibacy of sexual abstinence for ages, but I have had sex a couple of times since the last time I had a HIV test, sex. But you still, it's important to know your status. People always want to know, well, how many partners have you had? You know, if you're on a down low or not. But it's important to know what is your status. Because you might not be a hoe out there. You just might have slipped up and had sex with somebody who have HIV. You know, so it's important if you have sex, period, or have had sex before and haven't checked your status, it's important for all of us to know our status. So I'll keep you all updated when it comes. Matter of fact, I'm going to go take a HIV test real soon because I haven't had one in maybe 2 or 3 years, but I have had sex a couple times since then. And so it's important to know, prayfully it'll be negative, because I don't know what, I show out if I have, I haven't had a yeast infection in ages, but I freak out if I have a yeast infection. So Lord have mercy. Oh my God, you know. So, but still, back to the film, Dallas Buyers Club, amazing film. All of the actors just did an amazing job, amazing job. And it's amazing that the directors, with the writers, that film was really put together well too. So it's amazing that they won also behind the scenes awards too. And then I hear that was like the lowest budgeted film of the awards show too. You know, that they had to get the wardrobe from like local thrift shops and places, you know, for the authentic look. And they definitely had an authentic look. But, wow, just amazing. And then, again, the Oscars is very colorful this year, too. So that was good to see also. You guys know what I mean by colorful, very diverse. So that was very good also. There's been a lot of things going on in Mississippi, too, regarding filmmaking, independent filmmaking, and big-time films also. Here a film will be begin production late spring with Diane Keaton and Alan Arkin. So that's awesome, too. When I started hosting this show right here at blogtalkradio.com, I talked about that, right? Come to Mississippi, you know. Louisiana's a good place to film, Dallas, Atlanta. Also, Mississippi is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state. Yes, we have a checkered past, but I think all of the states, I haven't been to, you know, all the states, but all of the states have a checkered past too, right? Right? But it's all about the hearing now and doing our best to work together. But again, we're discussing the life and legacy of the late Jackson, Mississippi, Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, of course, the Oscars. And last week we were talking about decluttering and organization and spring cleaning. And with the time half left, we'll talk about that also. But again, thank you for tuning in. And Prince, the Purple One, will be a guest on Arsenio Hall show on Wednesday night. I am excited. Those of us that love Prince and love his music are excited. Those of you I know that want to see more Prince are excited too. Excited. I better not get sick. If I get sick, I'm rolling in a wheelchair because I'm looking forward to seeing Prince for the first time live in concert at the Essence Festival in New Orleans this summer also. Again, can't wait till Wednesday night. I love the way Prince presented to Arsenio Hall that he would love to appear on his show. And Prince had stated to Arsenio Hall, get your people get in touch with my people. Arsenio Hall was possible. I don't have any people. Yes, you can come next Wednesday, Prince. So Wednesday night, Prince will be guest and performing on the Arsenio Hall show. That's so awesome. And I missed the live presentation, but luckily I seen the video moments later, the night before. I had awakened from a nap, and I had seen my friend Tracy Edmonds and her boo, Deion Sanders, on Arsenio Hall's show. I thought that was very cute and nice to see those two. So I awakened, and there was Tracy and Deion Sanders. Oh, no, that's so cool. But then the next night was when the announcement was made that Prince would be on the Arsenio Hall show on Wednesday night. So that's tomorrow night, everybody. Should be pretty cool. But, again, thank you again for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports this morning. I'm thinking about changing the name to the AM show. I still do evening shows and night shows. You guys see that. And I apologize for not broadcasting yesterday. I had changed the show to an evening show. I thought I had changed it to a nighttime show. So I missed my own show, in other words. I thought I had changed the time to like 10 o'clock late night, but it was for evening. And then I'm like preparing to broadcast at 10:30. And I, lo and behold, I see that it was 5:30. And at 5:30, I was not even in this universe. I was sleep at 5:30. I thought the time was Monday night, but what I was going to talk about yesterday, I'm talking about now also. And last Monday, I joined the President's Challenge. So you visit the website if you're not a part of the President's Challenge, and you guys know about the First Lady's website, because I always share information, especially on Mondays from the letsmove.gov website. So there's the President's Challenge.org. And then there is the letsmove.gov, the First Ladies. But the President's Challenge is an awesome, awesome challenge, awesome website. And it recommends that adults exercise at least 30 minutes a day and kids to at least exercise an hour a day. And it has awesome guides. And then, you know, there are challenges for individuals and for groups. I'm doing an individual challenge first. And then when I complete my individual challenge, I really think I'm going to start a group. It could be listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You know, let's support one another and have, like, you know, the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports workout group where we challenge one another. So, again, thank you for your love and thank you for your support, listening to and supporting and viewing the profile here at BlogTalkRadio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Prince. Yes, Third Eye Girl.
But Prince is bringing out MPG, Third Eye Girl, and everybody, I believe, on Wednesday night. That's Minister Cyclone. Just turn it to Mike and Mike, and they're talking about, today is Pancake Day. Because if you go to IHOP today, you can get like a free order of pancakes. Darn it. I remember. Mike and Mike were just discussing when I clicked it on there. I was talking with Jeff Van Gundy, ESPN analyst, sports analyst, regarding a statement that Mark Cuban stated that the NBA developmentally, the D-League, is best for NBA prospects than 1 year of college. I've been hearing a lot of talk about that over the weekend. But that's probably true. It's probably right. But either or is good for an athlete. But anything regarding the proper development of a player is a good thing, right? So, of course, developmentally, the D League, that exposes you and gives you a true sample of how it is to be, what it's like to be a professional, full-fledged player. It's orientation in a way to, hey, this is a taste of what it's like, go for it or don't go for it. When you're in the D-League definitely exposes players to what it's like to be full-fledged NBA player in a way. And I'm sure that developmental means, is to develop, is to educate. I'm still developing, going on 3 years developing the show here. But developing the player properly, exposing the player to the proper rules and regulations of the game, and also the etiquette and the protocol of playing professional sports. Being a sports lover and a former Little League coach, football coach, I must definitely agree with one of my favorite executives in the business, in the sports business. To me, I'm a mentor. I love the Cuban brothers. Brian, Jeff, Mark, they're amazing. And that seems to be right. But, a year also of college is a good thing, too. But then we look at the players like native Jacksonian, graduate of Lanier, Monte Ellis, which plays for the Mavericks now. LeBron, congratulations to LeBron. I hear LeBron made history last night, 61 points. Congratulations to one of my favorite players. You are so awesome. That is just amazing. 61 points. Congratulations. But, they went straight from high school. So, of course, during that year, like for example, my cousin, who is a grad of West Point, back 20 years ago, before going to West Point, he did a year at the prep school that prepares West Point cadets, So a year before actually becoming a West Point cadet student, my cousin attended the preparatory school, which prepares those accepted to West Point to become the cadets that they are. So, of course, the NBA D League, developmental league, should be everything in ice cream, everything to those who would like to become part of the NBA as, top NBA players, most definitely. But then also a year of college is also good, too. For those that don't go that route, a year of college is good also. But then we look at the ones that went straight from high school. I'm sure that was a lot to bite off and a lot to chew, going straight from high school, straight to living as an adult, and then also being a professional athlete, not just an athlete, but then a celebrity athlete. Because when you're going straight from high school, going straight from 1 year of college, or and then when you're on the D League, you get a taste of being a celebrity professional athlete. So you get a taste of that, what it's like to actually interact with those that support you professionally and those that are fans of yours. So that in itself is something. So, but it's good that Mark Cuban and others are really sharing their thoughts, because that's important to those of that are out there, those that scout young scout athletes, and you know, and executives and all. We all want to hear this. We all want to know more. Executives and owners and coaches and all should share their point of view with us, so we'll know. Hey, so Mark Cuban says that it's more beneficial to be a part of the NBA Developmental League, D League, than 1 year of college. But, you know, people know where they are in their lives as athletes. And if you can become a part of the D League and you think you're ready for it, go for it. If you think going to school 1 year, interacting with fellow students, traveling with your college team, if you think it's best, and focus on studies also, if you think that is best for you also, from an educational perspective as in school, then go that way. But then the developmental league also is an educational way too, but it's more of, as I'm thinking, of a life lesson, getting out there and learning about life, entering the world of being an adult, and at the same time of being a professional athlete, and learning how to properly manage your life from your finances to your personal and professional life. So I'm feeling what Mark is saying and sharing with us, the public.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love you, she's all I was down, you were there. We can live.
I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
We all are faces of influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
We all are faces of influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Wow, that's right. Because look, you guys know, I experienced my first setback this past holiday season. All the month of November, December, I was sick with the cold flu. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that I overcame that. Then, right before NBA All-Star weekend, my mother and I was hit with that stomach virus flu that had been, stomach virus bug that had been going around. So, finishing up my prescriptions from that, I have rescheduled my New Orleans trip, so I'm excited about that. I'm just as excited as I was for the NBA All-Star, because I'll be going to, I'm not going to talk much about it, not until I get there, but I will say that I will be attending a networking event hosted by the Pelicans before the L.A. Clippers game during the end of this month. So looking forward to that. But I won't be talking much. I'm not superstitious, but I don't want to jinx it because I was just so high-ho on going to the NBA All-Star weekend. And then lo and behold, and I didn't get refunds on tickets and some things also. So definitely looking forward to networking. So getting my business cards and all of that prepared for this networking event of executives that I do know and friends with. Part of Who Dat Nation most definitely would be there because, Mr. Benson owns the Saints and he owns the Pelicans. So looking forward to seeing friends that I know and then also making new friends and meeting some of my favorite athletes also. But most definitely, this is business. It's fun business. But looking forward to attending this networking event and doing other things in New Orleans, a city that I've loved and hadn't been to in ages. When I was a baby, that was the first city I visited. So looking forward to that. So Mom and I are on the mend. We're getting our energy back, so that's a good thing. Mom's 82 years young. I'm 45. So all ages, it's important for us to take care of ourselves and take care of our health, right? God, family, our health, and all is, is number top priority. But then also, we need to live comfortable lives also and make a living, right? So it's all about that. I'm looking forward to having some very interesting shows this spring. Spring cleaning, shop organization, and decluttering shows are always popular. The business, talking about business, always good to talk about. Love and romance, of course. But I love it. All of our guests, from business people to entrepreneurs, those working in the corporate world, musicians, artists, singers, I love the stories of overcoming. Overcoming the trials and tribulations and just inspiring stories. So looking forward to also, talking with Draft, who is native of New Orleans, and I love playing his music and other artists also. It's been amazing, the music that I've been getting and also the information I've been getting from entrepreneurs. And many of you that I network with, I find your stories and the businesses that you're in very interesting. So I will be sending invites out to many of you that I do network with online, of Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. My LinkedIn connections are so amazing. Looking forward to you becoming a part of this broadcast and sharing your stories and your businesses and reaching out to the listeners and letting people know what type of products and services that you have out there for us that we need a part of our lives, right? Right. So I just want to thank you. I'm checking out Mike and Mike, and Golick is like tearing up pancakes as we celebrate National Pancakes
pancake days. I guess I'll cook some pancakes this morning in celebration. But I remember those IHOP. I know they're serving free. You get like free pancakes today. I remember that. So if you're near IHOP or passing by IHOP, support IHOP and get you some free pancakes today. And what I want to say is our